So I wake up every morning and I throw my arms up into the air and I say, it's going to be a great day. Why do I do this? Well, the reason I do this is because I know it sets my brain up for having the best day possible. Because that first 20 seconds after you wake up, your brain is very susceptible, it's open, and it's ready for information. And when you feed it what you desire in your life, it will hang on to that, and it will hang on to it longer than it will throughout the day as you're doing different affirmations and so on. That first 20 seconds, those are prime and they're yours. So what you want to do is set up so that you remember to start doing this. Maybe it's when your feet hit the ground. Maybe it's as you're shutting off the alarm. There will be a clue in your world, something that you already do, a pattern that you already have that you want to stack this concept with. Now, do you need to say, it's going to be a great day? That'll work. If there are other words that excite you, that energize you, that set you up for the way that you want to live your life, you'll want to use that languaging to support you in your efforts. But as we go through our 30 days of motivation together, I really want you to have this idea of moving ahead every day, starting it with the idea of your statement for momentum throughout the time period that you're working on this, which could be forever. I have been doing this, it's going to be a great day, for almost 30 years now. It's actually a technique that I learned from Zig Ziglar in a book that he had. And it resonated so well with me to set that tone at the beginning of the day. And so I hope that you'll take the time to come up with your statement. And of course, you're not going to be perfect at it. Anytime we learn a new habit, it can get really, really convoluted because we have other inputs and other ways of doing things. But as we set up the pattern that works best for us and we get consistent with it, we train our brain to believe that this is the material that we want to have in our thinking, in our mindset, then slowly it will begin to be adopted and adapted into our world. So I'm really excited to share this technique with you. Please pick your technique and let me know what it is the next time we talk.